The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on. It's time for Shot or No Shot.
Hoodie and I on Fridays have a fun little contest for you. We'll take the 10th caller right now, 312-332-3776. You'll win $100 in outside Hawthorne race course wagers. You could turn that into big money. Another $100 for the Points Bet Sportsbook. You could turn that into big money. You get live horse racing programs, branded gift items, and have a great time. And it's brought to you all by Hawthorne Race Course and Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne. Stop by and download the Points Bet app and register your account.
All right, Tyler, here we go.
That's why I say
shot. No shot. Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in my
shirt. All right, brought to you by PointsBet. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let's start with the beloved, the Chicago Bears. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Danny? What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Chilling.
All right,
chilling.
Pookie.
Yeah, I'm good.
What's going on, Pookie? You're a guy got locked up. Take that.
Take that.
A lot of weed.
All right, gentlemen, Justin Fields was under center for five snaps Sunday in Los Angeles on Sunday night. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, Matt Nagy builds on this against the Bengals and gives the future of the franchise an entire series Sunday afternoon on the lakefront.
Shot.
That's a no shot.
That's a shot.
Nope. No shot.
And if they are, I almost swore.
Again.
If they are.
Don't do it.
Lousy at the half.
Yes.
They're handing the keys to the kingdom over to the kid.
That's not happening. Not this soon. The Lions game. I would say no shot. I see him in for a number of plays. I don't know about an entire series. Unless the Bears are just trickling it down their leg against Cincinnati, which I don't believe will be the case. From an offensive standpoint, it's single high safety that the Bengals will employ. That should open up some passes for Komet, for Mooney, and hopefully Robinson. So we'll see how that works. But it should be. It's a whole different defense than what the Bears played against the Rams on Sunday.
Right. Danny.
Could you foresee, if you don't see him doing it for a whole series, would you say shot or no shot he'll get at least two plays in a row at some point, consecutive plays, not just a one on and off?
That is a shot, especially if it's in the red zone. That's where not in the middle of the field. I say the red zone, that could happen.
Wani said to me yesterday, if it was him, we're inside the 20.
Oh.
Justin gets every play.
Oh, David.
He's more dangerous than Andy.
David, period. You know, they fired me at my alma mater. Oh, Danny.
Gentlemen, HBO's Hard Knocks will feature the Colts in the first ever in-season series. The Colts will make their debut on Hard Knocks later during the regular season. It's the first time that HBO will follow a team during the regular season. I ask you, boys, shot or no shot, you're going to be locked in on this series.
That's a no shot, and that it's nothing against the Colts, because the Colts are actually one of the more wide open with the media teams in the NFL. They're very media friendly. After the draft, Chris Ballard allowed the media in to talk about the process of the draft. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Q&A. It's like, here's what we're thinking on our board. This is the reason why we took this person, because this person, they're very open in Indianapolis when it comes to the draft. And so what I think is that, because this will happen later on in the season, like October, November, like the Colts might be out of it by then. That's why I don't know if the storyline's interesting.
Yeah, I have less than zero interest to pay attention to that. I got enough going on with, there'll be the baseball playoffs, I got all the Bears stuff, we got all the NFL, all the college, and hockey and basketball are coming back. And you want me to watch the Indianapolis Colts?
No. If it was a different team, Danny, that was contending, I'd say yes.
If it was the Buccaneers, maybe.
Yeah, I just don't think the Colts, by the time this airs, this is supposed to be November, right?
Yes.
I don't think they'll be an interesting story.
Yeah, hard pass.
Next.
All right, gentlemen, Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest ever, is under contract with the Bucs through the 2023 season, but he's already giving signs that he's thinking about being in Tampa beyond that point. He turned 44 this year, so pushing past 2023 would make his 50th birthday the next big milestone to reach as an active player. In a video Brady and tight end Rob Gronkowski filmed for the team's website, Gronk asked Brady if he can play into another decade. Have a listen.
Like 50... years old.
Yeah. 50.
50.
You're 44, that's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, dude. Tom Brady will indeed play until he's 50.
No shot.
Why?
Because I think he's at some point, his wife is going to say, Tom, we would like you coherent in retirement, be around the family. Enough is enough. And she's going to put her foot down.
You know what? Before I answer that question, Danny, you know how you and I and all of us here at the studio saw the video of this Q&A session. How cool is Brady and Gronkowski?
The best.
They don't look like they have a care in the world. They have generational wealth. They've got all the rings. And they're just laying back with the goofy sunglasses and the hat. And they're sitting in the Florida sun just answering questions out of a mailbag. I mean, that does my heart good to see athletes at the top of their game, not so concerned about practice. They're just answering questions and having a fun time in the sun.
Yeah, they're probably like, hey, how's things going up in New England?
Oh.
Yeah. They're sitting in lounge chairs with a plastic pool between them filled with rubber duckies and water.
And what were the sunglasses?
You're
cool
obsessed with those sunglasses. I feel like the second we tell you what they are, you're going to buy them.
Yeah, probably right.
You probably should. That's for a longer face. I don't think they'd look good on you.
Do you think if you bought them, you'd look like Tom Brady?
100%.
Yeah, exactly. Don't buy those.
Those things are cool, man. I want to know.
Yeah, I don't think you should wear them. Yeah, I don't think so. So I will ask the armchair nutritionist. Is he here? Is he around? I know it's after the holidays. Is he around?
Hello, Jonathan. I'm here in the health quarters.
Oh, boy, it's amazing how fast he gets there, huh? The armchair nutritionist. You can always find the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Now, I want to ask you whether or not you feel that with his health and his eating habits and everything else, can he be able to be as effective at 50, he might play until he's 50. Will he be as effective at 50?
I think 100% he could be. If he keeps up with modern medicine and modern science, he certainly can. There are doctors and scientists finding ways to make our cells regenerate so we can reverse aging. And there's a way to actually take a blood test that tells you how old you are biologically instead of chronologically. And there are ways to lengthen that. You know, you could right now you could take that test and it would say, you know, you're 45 years old. But biologically, you're 25, and you could actually do things to lower your biological age. I think Tom Brady has the money, the resources, and the want to do that. He does pliability training, which makes it when he gets tackled or hit, he's more flexible than most players. So he'd be able to get off the turf at 50, in a different manner than most guys at the age of 50. Mm-hmm. I think if he really wanted to and really worked at it, he could do it.
I took that blood test.
Where did you take that blood test? It's brand new science.
Yeah, I did.
You have to have a lot of money, Cap.
I am six. They told me I'm a six-year-old.
No, that's mentally. I'm talking the age of your cells, Cap, not the age of your mind.
I would love to know. I mean, I work at it. I do things for my health. I would love to know. I feel like I'm about 32.
All right. After that dissertation, no shot. I'm waiting for Brady to give me the Steve DeBerg year. I'm waiting for that to happen, right? He should walk away before he gets seriously hurt. And I believe that Cap is 1,000,000% right. It's not Brady's decision. It's his wife's.
No question.
But I'm waiting for the Steve DeBerg year. I'm waiting for the Vinny Testaverde year. Is that ever going to happen? Maybe not. But maybe he'll walk away before that happens.
I think we may. We may all be dead and buried, and you find out all the secrets when you get where you're going, and I've told you you're going somewhere.
Sure.
You'll know who killed Kennedy, and you'll know, and you'll find out Tom Brady's not human.
Possibly.
He was a freaking machine.
Yes.
No
yes.
wonder it worked.
You can't win without Rob Gronkowski. I mean, they got to be attached at the hip.
My wife's favorite athlete, Gronk.
Danny.
If you guys want to take that blood test, the company's called Inside Tracker.
How much?
I don't know the price. I didn't go. I'm not going through filling out all that information to find out the price. It's probably more than I can afford.
I would love to take that test.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe recently reported, quote, a potential Celtics free agent target could be Chicago's Zach LaVine, who is entering the final year of his contract. In the case that Bradley Beal decides to stay in Washington, LaVine could be the Celtics' number one target. End quote. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, this report is something the Bulls need to worry about, and they need to rush to get a deal worked out with their all-star.
Yeah, no shot. No shot, because number one, you could pay him more money after this upcoming season. Yes, he hits unrestricted.
Yes.
But you also use your bird rights, which allows you to go over the cap and not use the room that you have left. No. And he has told people that I know, hey, man, if they want me here, I'm not going anywhere. I'm building this thing. I'm the first guy in the door. I want to be part of this.
I believe that story is true. And the reason why is because he's the one out there recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
There's DeRozan, there's Ball here. He was out there recruiting.
Yes.
That's Caruso. So, yes, he feels like this is his joint. Correct. Chicago.
Agreed.
And, you know, and a lot of ball players take ownership in that cap. They all say, you know what, this is my team. Come to play with me.
Correct.
And if Zach's doing, hey, he's doing stuff that Derrick Rose wouldn't do.
Correct.
And this is his city. But I say that the Bulls, I don't know, of rush to try to get him signed, but it's something that should be at the top of the list. Without Zach LaVine, who are the Bulls?
Correct. You take 10 steps back, but you also want to, if they may already have said, dude, just wait till next summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of you. You'll get your Supermax deal. You just do your job on the field and help us get players.
I'm excited for the season. We're like 33 days away from the season starting.
It's crazy.
It's going too fast, man.
And that's why this Hard Knocks nonsense, nothing.
I'm sorry, already doing like an NBA podcast already because we're like a month away from the season starting. Like,
crazy.
Wait a minute. How did that happen?
Daniel.
Gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. And I had a really outstanding one, guys.
Oh. Wow. Well, we had an outstanding one yesterday because Tyler was at the controls. Asked me a John Wall question.
How about that?
Take that.
What was the John Wall question?
Tyler, what was the John
Wall
question?
Will there be a market for John Wall, shot or no shot?
Yeah.
Or
should there be?
Yeah.
No, there won't be.
Right.
And $45 million or whatever it is a year that guy makes.
Yeah. It's crazy. We think Jason Hayward's overpaid. Does Aaron Rodgers think it's time? People are freaked out about what some of the money some of the other guys make. There's dudes in the NBA making $45, $50 million a year. They're done.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be taking shots at Jay Hay. You paid for a gold glove and a speech.
The speech was worth every penny.
Take that.
Probably right. Does Aaron Rodgers think it's time to freak out? That's next.
Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, rolling on Cap Jay Hood on a Friday morning. We call it a football Friday and a free ticket Friday here on ESPN 1000. Don't forget, you can watch us on TV on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and listen to us at crystal clear FM HD2 at 100.3.
As Randy Macho Man Savage once said, ooh, freak out, ooh, yeah, dig it. Downers Grove's own Randy Savage also talked about the freakout. Well, Aaron Rodgers also talked about, ooh, yeah, the freakout, man. Yeah.
Look, we've won a lot of games around here. We've lost a few, but you move on. It doesn't matter if you play incredible and put up 50 or you get blown out. You move on to the next opponent. There shouldn't be some big drastic change and alteration the way that we do things, the way we practice, the way we prepare. If it's good enough to get you to this point, then it's good enough from this point forward. So I haven't changed any of the stuff that I've been doing. Obviously, you know, we got to play better. But if we're starting to freak out after 1 week, we're in big trouble.
We're in big trouble, he said.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. Danny immediately said in our meeting in the IDOT bullpen that he is pounding the Packers, laying the 11.
Yes, and IDOT reminds you.
IDOT, I already read. I'm not going to get suckered into that by you.
You remembered.
Wow. Take that.
All right.
Danny believes that Aaron Rodgers coming off a bad, actually a horrific game in New Orleans.
Sure.
In Jacksonville against New Orleans, is going to take it out on the hapless Lions. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is this a bigger problem in Green Bay than people realize?
You know, this has not been an overreaction Monday. It's an overreaction week. It shows you how much we miss the NFL when we're going through these storylines and a loss is like, you know, magnified 100 times over, and it really should not be. I think that we're all surprised at the way Green Bay played against New Orleans. I think that the elixir to your problems will be the Detroit Lions. Don't get it twisted. The Lions had a nice come-from-behind effort against San Francisco to try to win that game, fell short. But the Lions are the Lions. And, again, we're talking about the MVP, right? He was indifferent to that game at times. If you watch the ebb and flow of that game, you're like, dude, this is not some exhibition game. You got to be in it. I think that they'll be locked in for the Lions game. They're the class of the North, so of course they're going to be locked in.
Well, they're in the class of the North on paper. We'll find out if they're the class of the North.
Don't think that. Don't pretend like now the Packers are going backwards because of the loss against the Saints. Now, it's shocking for sure. It's surprising. Jameis Winston with 5 touchdowns. And by the way, shout out to LASIK. There you go. You can see now. Now you got 5 touchdowns. There you go, Jameis. Get it done.
They only threw for like 148 yards, 146 yards.
But they're quality yards, so he could see. He could see now. You went through college and pros, you couldn't see. That's why he had 30 interceptions, couldn't see the number. Now he's got LASIK. Now it's nice and clear for him.
What happens if he goes out and throws 5 picks this week? Then the LASIK didn't work?
No. Go back to the doctor. So
gentlemen, can I give you some stats on Aaron Rodgers real quick?
Wait a minute, Danny. Where are you coming from?
I'm sorry. More LASIK?
He parachutes in. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, I wanted to say this because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I said pound him, and the reason why. So the Packers were 13-3 last season. Mm-hmm. In the 3 losses, the game after, let me give you the stats. Lose a game. The next game, Aaron Rodgers came back, threw 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 283 yards with a passer rating of 132.4. The next loss, game after, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 305 yards, a passer rating of 147.2. Mm-hmm. Then another loss, game after, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 211 yards, a passer rating of 132.3. The Detroit Lions are in big trouble, boys.
Yes, they are. The Fighting Campbells will go down at the hands of the Packers. And our focus is how the Bears can beat Cincinnati, but also the focus is that where will the Bears be placed in the NFC North? Better than the Vikings? Not as good as the Vikings? I don't know yet. It all depends on how the offense goes and the defense. I'm still very concerned, Cap, that even though I think the offense will have a better effort, I think, on Sunday against Cincinnati, I'm still concerned about the defense, especially the secondary. That can't get fixed overnight. Just not.
They said it was mental mistakes and they won't happen again.
2 big plays.
Huge.
2 long big plays by Stafford. Sure that's not going to happen again?
No.
It's a problem.
That's why you got to play the kid. Get your best quarterback on the field. Here is offensive guru Bill Lazor.
There we go.
I asked a question on our post game on TV. I looked and I said, Coach
wants that.
Olin, Alex, Lance. I didn't play in the NFL. I didn't coach. And Alex, of course, has to chime in. No, you didn't.
All right, Alex. Just move it along.
Exactly.
Smart-ass Gator.
Exactly. I said he's going to get his when Alabama whips their ass this week. And I said, please somebody enlighten me. What is it Andy Dalton does today that Justin Fields can't do? So Alex Shapiro from NBC Sports Chicago was at the press conference. Mm-hmm. He asked that exact question. Can you tell us what Andy does Justin can't do, or is Justin ready? This is Bill Lazor.
Justin Fields, based on what he did week one, is ready for a full series. Do you think he can handle a full series?
I would have said after the preseason that he's moving quickly and ready for whatever's thrown at him. So I don't think anything's changed.
If he's ready for it, then why isn't he getting those additional chances?
I think Matt's probably addressed what his philosophy is on the quarterback position. I don't think that's easy for me to answer that.
Where's the Do we have that audio anymore?
No.
That's the same dude.
No, here's the problem. He's talking into his shirt, melting at the press conference.
Going, oh, God.
How about have some confidence up there, Laser? How about stand up there with your shoulders back and your chest out, saying how you really feel about the quarterback situation? It's probably what Matt says, but just don't melt under there.
I don't know, because whatever Matt says is fine. I don't know what it is.
That's the same dude.
Don't you want to be a head coach someday, Laser? Just melting. How awful was that?
Awful.
28 seconds? 28 seconds of nonsense.
Correct. That was 31 seconds of nonsense.
Okay. Cap.
Okay.
Just stand up there with your chest like, you know what? We will play the kid when we feel it's best that we can play the kid. Andy is our starter. That's what Matt would say.
Correct.
But he's just melting.
Whatever Matt says, it's fine. I don't really
Yes,
know.
We believe Justin is ready for whatever's thrown at him. Yeah. Coach has a whole plan here of how we're going to do this. And when Coach determines Justin's ready, he'll play. But right now, that's how we're handling it. Next question.
Trying to hold on to my job. You know, whatever Matt says is fine. I don't really know. I don't really do much except eat pizza up there.
Here's Matt Nagy on Laser's comments.
Well, that's real. I mean, Justin has he's done a really good job at advancing in his knowledge of this offense better than I thought, you know, which is good. He's had last week. He had a great week of practice, which is great because he's working on not just his footwork and his mechanics and his fundamentals, but he's also working on the mental side of knowing that he's going out there to try to rip people's hearts out, you know, in practice and be great and make our defense better by being a great quarterback. So, you go back and you say, well, you hope that's the case, because if that is, then you feel good as to why you went to draft him, right, and why you did that, rather than the other side where it's a struggle and it doesn't feel right. This one right now, the way it's going, he's done a great job, and we feel good about being able to move up to get him for sure.
Well, whatever Matt says is fine. And, you know, whatever we're going to do at the quarterback position is fine.
I mean, come on, man. What are we doing?
Bill Lazor's up there eating pizza. He's not calling plays.
Let me ask you something.
He's got a headset on, but there's nothing going on.
Now, again, we've already moved on from Mitch. This is not an indictment or an endorsement of Mitch. So don't be creative editing anything, two dudes from Libertyville.
Come on now.
Do you think we're going to look back someday?
What is your problem?
And go, I don't know if Trubisky's any good or not, but our head coach completely put him in a bad spot. Like, did nothing to get the best out of him. Like, Mitch wasn't good enough. And the coach wasn't.
I think that is the witch's brew. I think that's exactly what happened. I think that Matt is so chained to his plays, right? His script on what needs to be happening. No flexibility as a head coach. And then you have Mitch that just wasn't very good. I didn't like the pick of Mitch when he came to the Bears. And then you have the combination of an inexperienced quarterback at the NFL level and an inexperienced play caller. At the same time.
Dangerous.
They learn together, and they fail together.
All right,
is that fair to say?
Very well said. KJM had a gentleman on by the name of Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells. I would like to play that audio. Do I have time right now, Danny? He says no. So we will get to the Bill Parcells audio. We also have to talk about Hoodie being at the Sox game. He was there yesterday. With his cousins, hanging out,
yep.
Chopping it up, having a good time.
Yep, we won't get to that.
We'll get to that and Bill Parcells. That is next.
You guys know how much I love college football, and college football season is back. And you need to freshen up your gear. Check out Homefield, the premium collegiate apparel brand. Incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Homefield studies your school's history, traditions, and digs throughout the archives to create thoughtful vintage designs. Georgia, Sikkim, Notre Dame, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Kentucky. The list goes on. They want to have designs that actually will sell. nonetheless, the list goes on and on as far as officially licensed for over 100-plus schools. Go to homefieldapparel.com, again, homefieldapparel.com, and see the unique designs for yourself. Get 15% off your first purchase with code ESPN Chicago. Again, the code is ESPN Chicago during checkout. Homefieldapparel.com. Promo code ESPN Chicago.
Hamlin? They have Hamlin University?
No, again, they want those that sell or actually relevant. ESPN Chicago. That's the promo code. Tyler.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
The magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 7.
White Sox fell to the Angels, and my partner was there. He was there with his cousins. One drives like it's driving Miss Daisy. He's very slow. The other three, bam, let's get it on. Let's go. Let's chop it up and have a good time. What got the loudest ovation from the crowd at the game, Jonathan?
There were several things, Cap, that happened in that game. Yes, it was a blowout, but the beer was cold. And it was a beautiful day for baseball, sitting there in wonderful seats. And so Ohtani got one of the biggest ovations. Every time he took the plate, there were families there, a lot of young people there at the game to see Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And I love to see that because, listen, baseball courses through our veins. They already got us at an early age, right? Mm-hmm. But it's good to see young people being able to attach themselves to saying, oh, there's Ohtani out there. I've heard of him. I've read about him. I want to go see him play. That was cool. So I like to see families and young people seeing what I think is one of the major faces of the game. That's one. The other thing is that we had two people that ran out on the field at Guaranteed Rate yesterday. And the security was right on it.
Separate times, not together.
Yeah, like late in the game, there was just two separate incidents of people just wanted to just jump on the field.
I don't understand, like, what goes through your mind going, I'm going to run on the field? Because you know you're going to get banned for life. That's what they do now.
Right.
You can be charged with a felony. And I don't think anyone would have a problem if a player saw you running by and they just laid you out. They don't know if you don't have a knife or a gun.
That's right.
They have no idea.
The technique is tremendous, man. They get you, and they run after you, and they tackle you, and they've got the procedure down. It's three or four cops, boom, just like that. So please don't run on the field, especially at Guaranteed Rate. I don't know what happens afterwards, because they go into like a dark little room, I believe.
Yes.
And I don't know what happens after that.
You know what I feel like it is?
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Casino?
I have.
When they catch those two dudes cheating at the blackjack table?
Yeah.
Are you right-handed or left-handed? Right-handed. Put your left hand out. And they smash it with a mallet. Bam!
I don't know if they do that.
Throw him out in the alley, tell the cops he got hit by a car.
I mean, when you're getting blown out and you're fully croizen, having a good time watching baseball, sure, two fans run out. Then the Mike Wright incident happens. Here comes Mike Wright. Not the old Bulls writer. Not him, because I know that's where we're going. Not Michael C. No, just Mike Wright comes out there as a reliever for the Sox. And he throws inside on Ohtani. Ohtani's standing right on top of the plate, man. Get off the plate. He's trying to he threw inside twice. They threw him out. Not a warning. They threw him out. And here's La Russa. Now, La Russa gets thrown out as well. That also got a big ovation. People are chanting, Tony, 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 Tony.
Because two White Sox players got hit during the game, which That's Joe right. Madden said was unintentional.
I don't think Joe called it. I mean, I don't think Joe called for it. That's not how Joe operates.
It's not. Although I do remember when I first fell in love, well, I loved the idea when we hired him. And then, I'm talking about the Cubs.
Yeah.
And then when they were playing the Cardinals, and I'm not a Matheny guy at all, Matheny and Joe are barking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to do the post game with Hollinsworth. And remember what Madden said?
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see Tony Soprano over in the other dugout.
Oh.
They want to start some blank, we'll finish it. And everyone went, that's our guy.
Yeah, so, that's right.
But I think he and Tony actually have a very good relationship.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the case yesterday, but Tony doesn't have, I mean, what is he now? 77?
76.
76, yeah. He doesn't have like the old Tony fire as far as him bobbing the head up and down and pointing in someone's face. It was very a matter of fact, whatever he had to say. Whatever he said, he just stood there and the umpire gave him the heave-ho. And the fans stood up and they applauded Tony for protecting his guy. there should have been a warning, not an ejection of Mike Wright yesterday. He's throwing inside. Okay, warning to both benches. We're not going to tolerate this. No, they threw him right out. Now, the umpires came together to make this determination to throw right out. I didn't like that. Didn't like that.
I don't disagree with you. I did think it was cool Jose Abreu was at third.
Well, that was just bizarre, right? Because now you got to try to make a decision. Because we're looking at the bullpen. It's like, well, if you're going to eject the pitcher, who's coming out? We just kept looking at the bullpen, and nothing was going on. And the fans around us was like, are they going to bring someone out? Is Tony doing this on purpose? Is it a stall tactic? No, they bring Gonzalez and let him pitch. And Abreu goes to third.
Yeah, Romy Gonzalez?
Yeah. They put Abreu at third. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
This could be the season here. A line drive. Now, I don't know. Abreu's a tough guy. We've seen him in a lot of situations where you think he should be taken out and he stays in the ballgame. Cap, a line drive off the face of Abreu because he's not used to playing third. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's a season at the brink right there. That's the end.
But all is well.
Because Gonzalez got the easy third out there, but there was concern. Like, Abreu play third? That's a big target over there. Can he knock the ball down? I was very, very concerned.
But you know what? He'll say to you, dude, I play over at first. There's a lefty. It's just like a righty hitting one of the third basemen. So, all good.
Not the same. I can't have this Eros Canerco being hurt because of a line drive and some nonsense.
Line shot. Oh, God!
I can't. I don't want that to happen.
Damn it!
Season's over. He's out.
I should have worn a cup.
And actually, you know, he's had so many baseballs off the noggin. Probably wouldn't even bother him.
He's a beast.
He's been hurt. He's been hit so much. So the leader of that would be like Don Baylor, right?
Don Baylor and a guy named Ron Hunt.
Ron Hunt.
From the Montreal Expos. Who's the all-time leader in hit by pitch? Is it Don Baylor or is it Ron Hunt? I think Ron Hunt is single season. You know who gets hit a lot is Rizzo.
We stand on top of the plate too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you're just going to get it, man, if you're just going to stand up that close. I think that the Sox did a, you know, again, it's Ronaldo Lopez, and I think that he regressed yesterday.
Okay, so it was the Jewish holiday, so I did not have any money on the game.
Oh, that's the one day you decide not to bet, huh?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. I had it on. I put it on the house, but I did not bet the game. I was going to bet over on his strikeouts. He hit his prop. He had 7 strikeouts and he allowed 7 runs. That's a rarity.
I find it interesting that you didn't like maybe set it up for, you know what, actually, I don't believe you. I believe you did have a bet.
I did not have.
I think you preset it. That's what I believe you did.
I did not. You can't pre-bet the props. They don't come out till that day of the game.
How about games? I think you can do that, can't you? Like baseball games?
Occasionally you can the night before. You can bet games. Yeah, absolutely. I did not play that game. Did not.
Not that game.
I didn't have any games till last night.
I don't believe you.
Once I got back to...
Are we done with the praying? Get back to the gambling! It's the sundown! Oh, God!
That's pretty much what it was.
That's what happened.
I cannot tell a lie. That is accurate.
I love my partner, Danny. I love my staff, Mike Thomas.
Sundown! Yoshi, let's go! Bam! We're back! Thursday Night Football. Oh, God!
That's, I had money on that.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I believe that there was some thoughts there. Like, you know, this is a day, a tone, just chill out.
Are we ready? Let's go. Here we go, God.
Bless me, McKissick. Over. Bless me with some wet money. Go, I'm back.
That's true. It's exactly right.
It is a free ticket Friday on the home of the Sox. ESPN 1000 this week. We have tickets for games versus the Detroit Tigers in early October. See the champs live at Guaranteed Rate Field. Listen every hour on our show. Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie will give tickets away at 45 past the hour. It's now time. Caller 10, regular line. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. As we give away Sox and Tigers tickets, free ticket Friday presented by our friends at Chicago Cut Steakhouse on ESPN 1000.
A monkey stole my purse.
Excuse me?
A monkey stole a woman's purse.
Can I, for a minute, can I pause and pull back the curtain? The best thing.
Cut the music, Tyler. Hold on. Cut the music. Go ahead.
I got to say, Hoodie, I'm patting myself on the back. The best thing about this tease that I wrote for Cap is that he actually at times does wear a purse. So, like, the tease is fitting.
Oh.
Hey, he's right. 100%.
It's not a purse. It's a merce.
It's called a merce when a man has it.
No, it's actually called a sling bag.
A merce. Did you not watch Seinfeld? It's a merce.
All right. I'm very comfortable.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it's a really good tease because you do carry a purse.
Okay.
What's Seinfeld?
Now you're getting defensive.
No, I'm good with it.
Okay.
No defense.
If your wife said something okay to you like that, you'd be like, what's wrong? Admit it, right, Hoodie?
Yes, no, all the time.
If I said something to my wife and she goes, okay, I'd be like, oh, man, now I'm in. I dug myself a hole.
I was actually just trying to get to break on time. Oh! I have no problem with what you wrote. I do use a man bag occasionally. I've simplified my life.
Yes.
I carry my coffee mug. I got a wallet for my phone. Everything's in there, including my ID. Let's get it on.
And I'm your partner. That makes your life much simpler.
It's the best.
Yep.
312-332-3776.
Until Hall's a free agent. Go ahead.
Guff. Be right back.
I love some college football. And after a season that fell a little bit more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back, and so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again, the season of Saturdays when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm your cornhole-tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville. Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Tyler.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Oh, God. So, Danny, Hoodie, Meller, JR, Tyler, we all peruse the internet. We find these amazingly incredible animal stories. We found the one about the lady working in the alligator place where the guy had to jump in and save her because the gator had her arm. And we have just a litany of amazing stories. And then Danny found one that was incredible. Danny, take us inside the lady losing her purse. And I do carry one, so I'm cool with that, Danny. Comfortable.
Yours is called a merce, Cappy.
Okay, I'm good with that.
That's what we call it, a merce. So there's a woman. I tweeted it out. You can follow me at DZetterman, or you could look at the at Cap'n Hood. I tweeted it out from there also. It is a monkey snatches a dancing woman's purse. So there was a woman. She was in a national forest park in southern China. And she's on this beautiful landscape and she's dancing and she's having the time of her life. And her husband or her friend is recording it. And all of a sudden, in the bottom of the screen, you see a monkey come along. The monkey snatches the woman's purse and takes off into this beautiful scene. It's mountains and trees. And the woman actually goes after the monkey to get it back. But the monkey obviously is too quick and too fast for her and makes away with her purse. She's very upset. She's lost her phone. She's lost her money. She's lost maybe her passport. Who knows what she lost. For me, what was interesting about this is monkeys are strong and fierce.
Yes.
And if a monkey stole anything of mine, I'm letting them have it. I am not chasing that monkey down. I got to give this lady a lot of credit for the fact that she actually went after this monkey to try to get the purse back.
And what is the end result of all this?
The result is the monkey's gone with her purse.
Didn't she try to bribe it with food?
Yes, correct. And it did not work.
And the monkey went, I got your wallet. I can get way better food than that garbage you're offering.
I mean, she's dancing, and all of a sudden, the monkey just takes off into the wild. And it's like, how do you get that? How do you get that monkey to return your purse? And what is the monkey doing? He's going through it. He's going through. He's like, ah, lipstick. Ah, what do you got here? Got some kind of compact checkbook. I don't write any checks. Who writes checks these days? It's unbelievable. A pack of smokes. I could use that. Let's see what else I got over here. Let me look over here. Oh, God. How about that? A kind bar. I can work with that. Outstanding. She's got money I can't use. I can't go to the store. Who uses money anymore? Huh?
Husband says, I've been calling you all day. Where have you been? Monkey took my purse.
Hey, Joe. George, how are you, buddy? Yeah, I got a new cell phone, huh? I sold this lady's purse. It's great. I got this cell phone. It's just tremendous. It's one of the new ones. I'll tell you what.
I got an iPhone 13. How it just that? Came out.
How about that? It pays to be over here, boy. I tell you. They don't have this in Jersey. It's where'd not even out it? Yet.
Just stake out that little spot right there when they set the bag down. Pounce.
The guy just takes the little monkey. He just takes the purse.
And it was not like a little like clutch. It was like a big bag.
Yes, big bag. Like a coach purse.
I don't understand. Again, you do you. But I just want to know, when I see people going by, men and women.
Right.
Like a backpack jammed with stuff. And every day they walk back and forth to the office jammed with stuff.
Yeah.
How much of that stuff do they really use? Because I used to be that dude carrying a backpack and never even open it.
Yes, I always open my backpack. I always need stuff. I got my glasses in there and I got my yellow pad in there. Let's see. Oh, and hand sanitizer. Got to have that.
I keep all that stuff here at the office. I keep my headphones at the office, and bam, that's it.
And I got my biotin in my bag, too.
What is biotin?
Biotin. Did you see what it says there?
Oral rinse for dry mouth.
Yes.
You talk a lot. You don't ever have a dry mouth.
Oh, yeah, no. This is filled with Crown Royal.
Oh, nice. That's how you make it work. All right, Bill Parcells weighs in on the Bears. You got to hear this. And the winner of our tickets, Mario Madrigal.
Yes.
Nick's brother of the city. 312-332-3776.
Except Mario's a better hitter.
No shot. You wouldn't have said that if he was still on the White Sox. Cub hater. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Take that.